I'm back. This is Wesley, Billion Dollar Virgin. Welcome to another Millionaire Midnight Rant. Did you miss me? Well, I hope you did, because tonight we're going to have a good time here. Give you guys the opportunity to pick my brain. I'm Wesley, Billion Dollar Virgin, a self-made millionaire here from Houston, Texas. And go live every night just to give you the opportunity to pick my brain. Ask me questions about success, about money, and about mindset, about manifestation. Anything that you need to hear or anything that you need answered to help you reduce the amount of time it takes you to become financially free. Okay? Hey, Pam, go ahead and comment your names here below. Hey, share this. Can you share this, folks? Hit the like button, love button. Let's get this to the For You page so we can get about 100 million people on here live tonight with us. I do appreciate if you do decide to share it out and like the video and tag a few people below. You don't have to like it. You don't have to share it. But if you choose to share it, if you choose to like it, I do appreciate that. Okay? So go ahead and comment your names below. Tonight we'll do another Q&A. Hey, Shannon, how are you? Give you guys to ask me questions here tonight. Okay? How many of you love these rants? I'm curious. How many of you enjoy these rants? And how many of you feel that the rants are helping you? You know, I always need to ask you guys, are you getting value? Should I stop? Should I discontinue? Do you have enough information? I've done over 800 plus rants, so I'm not sure. It's up to you to tell me to keep going or to stop, okay? Because I do this for you. I do it for you, believe it or not. I know I don't know you, but I do it for you. And you may say, why, Wes? Why me? You don't know me. Why? Why do it for people that you don't know? Why? Well, to be very honest with you, even though I made my first million without mentorship, I wish I did have a mentor, honestly. Like in my 20s, I wish I had someone that I listened to that steered me in the right direction to make money, to build a company, to build a business, to become the man that I am here today. So since I didn't have that opportunity to have millionaire mentorship, I want to give it to you. Is that okay? I just want to do it for others. It doesn't matter who log on. It doesn't matter who's listening. It doesn't matter if you're a woman or a man or even a teenager. If you have a question about success, about wealth, about what it takes, about budgeting, about becoming financially free. Even if it's a man on here that need to be able to see a great example of what a man should be, and I truly believe that I am that example, I'm here for you. And I'm not trying to be your daddy man, but I want to be an example of what I believe a man should be, so you can become the man that you could be. Okay? Blessings. Hey, Crystal, how are you? So go ahead, start with the questions here. Let's get rocking and rolling. Let's go. How was your day today? Did you have a great day? Okay. Questions for me here. Northside Lloyd. Millionaire Sutton, Diego. Them T, how are you? Truly James had a phenomenal day. Much love to you. Miss Bell, how are you? Is this your only account? Yes. This is my only account. Other accounts are scam accounts. Those are not my accounts. So do not let people steal your money. That is not me, okay? I have one Instagram account. And one only here. I got a question here. Wesley, how I work the ClickBank focus like you, even though I'm an artist doing music? Well, I mean, if you want to be an artist, you need to focus on being an artist. If you want to be a internet marketer with ClickBank, you need to do that. So you need to choose one thing. Why do I procrastinate so much? That's easy, Mr. Blanchard. You just don't want it bad enough. You know, whatever you say you want, you don't want it bad enough. All that means is life needs to beat that ass a little bit more. And it will, don't worry. Like life, it doesn't fail. Like people that procrastinate, that are lazy, that are very nonchalant about life and what they need to do, life will whoop that ass. It will. So once you get enough pain, Mr. Blanchard, you'll stop procrastinating. I don't know what needs to happen. Maybe you need to lose your job, lose your house, lose your car, lose your girlfriend, lose your wife, lose something. Something's going to happen. And then one day you're going to say enough is enough, and you'll never procrastinate another day in your life. What's the best business to start off with? I mean, obviously, I'm partial to internet marketing. I'll suggest internet marketing. I suggest that because it's ubiquitous, right? It's everywhere, and it doesn't take any money to start it. It takes a lot of work ethic. And then it'll pay you for the rest of your life if you do it correctly. Hey, Kelly, do you see my question? Let me see. Wes, there are times when I feel my manifestation ability is strong. I was able to start generating 40K a month, and then it seemed like it went away. Can you tell me why I can't maintain the strength of manifestation? So listen, Golden, congrats that you're making $40,000 per month, or that you did in the past. But if you stop making $40,000 per month, it doesn't mean that you can't manifest. Okay? That's nothing to do with your ability to manifest. You manifested $40,000. But now you need to learn how to run a business, right? You got to manifest that too. Does that make sense? And any successful business owner understand that there's always going to be ups and downs as it relates to the money, okay? Like, no one stays at one amount forever. There are going to be fluctuations. So you need to become a better business operating or CEO or manager or whatever role you play in your company. Got to educate yourself. Think and Grow Rich says that we should define a certain date to reach our goal. I don't believe that. Like, everything in the book, Think and Grow Rich, I don't believe everything. Like, I didn't need a certain date for me to manifest the life that I have here today, because I pretended as if I already had the life. So I didn't need a certain date to do that, because I felt that I was already living this life. Yeah, James, report them. Wes, come to South Africa and do a seminar. How much are you going to pay me, geek? You're welcome, Mr. Blanchard. Get off your ass, Mr. Blanchard. Hey, Candy Patrice, how are you? And thanks for the badge, Mr. Blanchard. And I'm just, listen, I got love for all of you. I really do. From the top of my heart, I have love for everybody, but you're not coming to these rants for me to pacify you, to tell you that you're doing everything right, that one day it's going to happen. That's bullshit. I can't do that, folks. I mean, I can't. I just cannot. That's why some people don't like me, because they think I'm negative. I give you an example. Like, there's a valet guy that works at my place, and he likes to play soccer. He's 21 years old, and he's from Colombia. And they all look up to me here, obviously, because, you know, when people or even men see me, they're giving me my cards, and I appreciate them. Like, I'm living the life that they want to live, and they want to know how. And I told them the other day, I said, you know what? Listen to me. Look at me. I said, I'm going to tell you something. You're not going to hear this, but it's what you need to do if you want to be successful, because he wants to be successful, obviously. And he really looks up to me. I said, you need to quit playing soccer. Man, you should have saw the look on his face. What? Why? No. I said, he said, why? I said, playing soccer is not going to move you closer to your goal, your dream, or any type of financial freedom. And he said, yeah, I know I'm not going to be a top player. Like, I'm not going to the league, but maybe I can get a scholarship. I said, young man, you're not going to get a scholarship, and I'm going to tell you why. So you may think I'm negative, but I told him, I have to tell people the truth or what I think the truth is. But to me, the truth is very obvious. Like, this man said he wants to cop a scholarship, right? Like, he's already 21. He goes to a community college. I said, how many days do you play soccer? He said, 3 days. I said, man, you're not going to get a scholarship. First of all, you're 21. You're already in community college. Scholarships are usually given to the high schoolers. And you only play 3 days a week. The people that get scholarships are playing soccer 7 days a week. And you're only playing three. You're not even committed to playing soccer, which you say that you love to do. And he said, well, you can do anything you want. What you mean? I can. I have to try. I said, right now, man, you're being delusional. And second of all, there's a difference between dreamers and dreamers. There's a difference between passion with intelligence. And right now, you're just passionate. And that's a lot of young people. You see them because they're such an advocate of themselves, which you should be, but they're just like, oh, I'm going to do this. But, you know, when you look at their actions, you know it's not going to happen. Like, you know, because I'm there. Like, I'm successful. I'm rich. And I see someone talking about what they're going to do, but when I look at their actions, I know they're not going to do it. It's like impossible, right? Because of the actions that they're taking. And I say, you're passionate, but you lack intelligence with the passion. Listen, be passionate, but you have to be an intelligent, passionate person. If you want to, I told that young man, I said, if you want to get a scholarship, you need to be playing soccer 6 days, 7 days a week. Like, honestly. And even then, you still might not get one. I mean, you're 21 and you're in a community college. I mean, and you're talking about you're going to get a scholarship. Ugh. But you're not even playing soccer 7 days a week. You have little boys that were playing soccer every single day since they were 3 years old. And you're talking about that you're just going to come to America and get a scholarship. You're only paying 3 days a week. It's not going to happen. You're delusional and you have passion, but you passion without intelligence is stupidity. And he didn't like that. And I told him that. You know, I tell people the truth, my truth. And listen, you know, you may say, well, you're wrong, Wes. Maybe he can do it. Maybe he will. Let me tell you something. Over the years, I've been rich on paper for 10 years. And I've spoken to men, hundreds of men, teenagers from 20-year-olds. I mean, because I drive supercars. So even today, somebody stopped me when I was in the garage. Hey, man, is that your car? What do you do? I mean, literally, this happens 4 or 5 times a week. For the last 10 years. So I've met a lot of men. And all the men that said, well, I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to do it my way. I'm going to show you. None of those men have showed me yet. Not even one of them have became a multimillionaire. Come to me and say, hey, Wes, I told you I can do it dating my girlfriend. I told you I can do it doing it my way. Not even one. Not even one young man. No men at all. Have come back to me and said, I told you so, Wes. Not even one. So listen, you know, you can always say I'm being negative. Oh, come on, Wes, you got to believe in that young man. You got to believe in a dream. What if it happens? Listen, I'm all about being optimistic, but I'm not going to be silly. Like even me, I can't believe that. Like even before I became a millionaire, I couldn't believe that. Well, can I be a millionaire and do nothing? No. Can I be a millionaire and be lazy? No. Can I be a millionaire and work 50%? No. Can I be a millionaire without any type of sacrifice? No. I'm just delusional. I'm just playing myself. Okay? So, just like I told him the truth, I'm going to tell you the truth as well. If you think of yourself as a procrastinator, if you call yourself lazy, if you don't know why you're not motivated, you're not going to be rich ever. You're not going to be a millionaire. I'm just going to let you know. You might as well stop right now. Okay? Like, if you cannot compel yourself to take action and to have any type of self-discipline, you're not going to be rich, okay, at all. I'm going to be honest with you. And I'm not being negative. I'm just telling you the truth. Because those traits are very necessary to make a ton of money and to keep it and to sustain it. Does that make sense? Yeah, it never happened for you. And I don't care. You might say, I'm going to show you. I've been doing these rants for 5-6 years now. You know how many men have told me in the comments below, I'm going to show you. I'm going to do it my way. They've not showed me shit. And most men come back on here and say, man, Wes, you were right. Or they're too embarrassed to come back on here and tell me I was right. Because their life got worse. Okay? And like I said, don't shoot the messenger. I'm just here to tell you what it is. Because I used to be you. I used to procrastinate. I used to be lazy. I used to think I was doing enough and I knew I wasn't. Like, I knew that. Like, I've been you before. So that's the reason why I can tell you this. Because I've been where a lot of you are right now. You know, some of you say, no, I know I'm going to make a million. I know I'm going to be rich. I know I'm going to be successful. But it's not enough just to know it. You actually have to do stuff. And you got to be consistent. And you got to be focused. And you got to take massive action. And you got to sacrifice. And you got to be self-disciplined. And you got to be self-motivated. Does that make sense? So you can't just be hearers of the words. You got to be a doer. That's in the Bible. Got to do something. You got to continue to do something until it works. And even then, it's still no guarantee that you're going to make $1 million and become rich or wealthy. Still no guarantee. And I get it. I know you hate to hear that. You know, everybody does. But maybe I'm the only guy on the internet that's going to tell you the truth. That everybody's not going to be a millionaire. That's even on here listening to me right now. Just because it's 12 o'clock in the middle of the night doesn't mean that you're going to be rich. Just because you read it, you read every self-help book on the shelf. Just because you're reading Thinking You're Rich, doesn't mean you're going to be rich. Just because you've been to every motivational seminar, you've been to workshops, that doesn't mean you're going to be rich. Nah. No, sir. No, ma'am. Okay? And you might say, what? Well, what's going to make me rich? You. You got to do it. And it's a mystery. Because every millionaire, every rich person has their own philosophy. They have their own ideology of what it takes to make money, what it takes to be financially free. Everybody has their own methods. The only person that's going to make you rich is yourself. Does that make sense? Okay. Wesley, people want easy way and money. Yeah, of course. Of course you guys want the easy way. I know you do. And that's why you're going to be broke. Because anybody that's looking for the simple way or the easy way to do anything, listen, if you do what's easy in life, your life is going to be hard. Listen, if you do what's easy in life, your life will be hard. It's easy to get a job. It's easy to be lazy. It's easy to eat junk food. It's easy not to go to the gym. It's easy. But if you do what's hard in life, your life will be easy. Go to the gym every day. Eat healthy. Work out. Work on your dream, your goal. Perfect your skill daily. It's hard because, you know, every day that you got to do what you got to do. You don't want to do it sometime. Because imagine doing something and failing, but still finding a way to be enthusiastic in the process. That's the tough part. The tough part about success is doing what you got to do and failing and still remaining enthusiastic the next day and doing that for a few years. That's the tough part. So how many people you think are willing to do it? Not a lot. It's not a lot of people that are willing to do that. What do you think about me moving to Jamaica and chasing my dreams? Why Jamaica? Why does it matter if you go to Jamaica? What's in Jamaica? It doesn't matter where you live. You know, some of you folks say, oh, it's better opportunities in Houston, better opportunities in Las Vegas, better opportunities. What are you talking about? Opportunities are everywhere. Even where you are right now, there's an opportunity if you're looking for it. Some of you think that your demographical location needs to change and now you're going to have more opportunities. Nah. The opportunity is there. You're running from yourself. Okay? You need to change who you are. Your traits, your habits, your attitudes. That's what needs to change. Not where you live. Not who your mom is, your dad is. You know, maybe you need to change your wife or your husband, you know, maybe so. But you need to change yourself. Moving to a different location is still going to be you. If you're lazy in Houston, Texas, you're going to be lazy in Las Vegas. If you're a procrastinator in L.A., you'll be a procrastinator in New York. What do you mean? If you made bad decisions in Arizona, you're going to make bad decisions in New Mexico. That was a random selection, folks. Does that make sense? Are you getting value here tonight? Comment below. I need to know if you're listening or not. Wesley, can you put me on blast and tell me to get my shit together? I just need to hear it from a person like yourself. All right, triangle, football, get your shit together. Really? Some of you are just... I mean, to me, it's just baffling that a man jumps on my rant and say, hey, Wes, can you tell me to get my shit together? And just because you told me, I'm going to do it, Wes. I'm like, what? Why can't you just tell yourself to get your shit together? Why do you need me? I guess that's why they call me Daddy Wes. I guess you need daddy to tell you. In my opinion, I think, you know, women need a daddy, but men, come on, man, you don't need a daddy. I don't need to be your daddy. I don't need to be your father. And I get it. Some of you look at me as a father figure, but listen, if you didn't have a father that was a dominant man, an alpha man, or the type of man that you would want to be, become it. It's no excuse if you didn't have a great father. I get it. A lot of you didn't have great fathers. Some of you didn't have a father at all. So become the type of man that your father wasn't. Right? You don't need a man like me to tell you get your shit together. You already know that. Be the man that your dad wasn't. Okay? Be the authority figure that your father failed to be in your life and be it for yourself. Does that make sense? Okay? What's next? Wesley, you're worth listening to daily. I agree with you. What's next? What's next? Questions here. And a lot of you think this is motivation. Listen, excuse my language. This is not fucking motivation, folks. I'm not here to motivate you. This is not fucking church. I'm not a preacher. That's what preachers do. They just motivate you. Tell you about God, raise your hand, jump around the sermon, shout a little bit, sing a little bit. We're not singing and we're not jumping up and down right now. Okay? I'm educating you right now. I'm not motivating you. What is motivation going to do? I can make you feel good, of course. But feeling good is not going to equal any type of progress or production in your life. Okay? Does that make sense? I'm here to educate you. I'm here to give you tools. It's up to you to utilize the tools. Or just continue to be a degenerate like most of you are. Every day we have a choice. Remember that. Every day. Yeah, I'm worth $40 million. I'm living my fucking dream. Period. Yeah. And I love saying that. I know some of you don't like me saying that, but I love it. Because it feels good. Because I worked my ass off to be here. So I can say whatever I want to say. But listen, everybody has an opportunity to make a choice. Tomorrow morning, you have an opportunity to make a choice to go to the gym. To make a choice to get up grateful. To get up enthusiastic. You have a choice to read a book, to meditate. You have a choice to work on your dream, your business. We all have choices. A choice to get on social media or not. A choice to drink or to smoke or to not. Life is full of choices. So if your life is not where it needs to be, it's because of your bad choices. Remember that. The next time you make another bad choice. Okay? Just remember that. That whatever the bad choice that you're making, and most of us know when we're making a bad choice. Remember, you're going to pay for that shit. You eat that donut every single day, you're going to pay for that shit. Go to McDonald's, you're going to pay for it. If you drink sugary drinks, you're going to pay for it. If you fail to read the books, you fail to go to the seminars, you're going to pay for it. If you fail to learn the new words on a daily basis, you're going to pay for it. Okay? You're going to pay for it. What's next? Wesley, can you speak on why people should take full responsibility for where they are in life, good and bad? Of course. I mean, what is there to talk about? You already know that. You already know you should take responsibility. But the problem is no one takes responsibility. So that's a better question. Why don't people take responsibility? Because they're fucking losers. I'm going to be honest with you. Don't get mad at me. Because if you're a loser because you don't take accountability of your actions, you got some people on this rant right now. They make a living blaming other people for their shortcomings. They blame everybody. Well, I blame my boyfriend. I blame my girlfriend. I blame my ex. I blame my children. I blame my mama. I blame my daddy. I blame my boss. I blame the manager. I blame the leads. I blame this. I mean, you're a fucking loser. You will always be a loser. And let me tell you why. Because blaming somebody else, it's not going to benefit you because you can blame them all you want. You can't make them change. The only person that can change is yourself. But if you don't think that you're the problem, if you don't think you have no hand, no issue at all, and it's other people, they're the problem, not you. Then let me tell you something. You're going to have a tough life. You're going to have a horrendous life. Okay? Are you in Colombia? No, I'm not. I'm back in Houston. Are there any consumable things that you recommend for extra energy? Like vitamin B12? I mean, water? That's what I'd say. Wesley, I'm caught up between quitting my job and focusing on my goals. I'm a Forex trader, but 9 to 5 is not paying enough, and I work 12-hour shifts. What is your advice for me? That's easy. Quit your job. Just quit. Honestly, what else would I say? Like, you just answered your own question. You said, should you stay at your job or chase your dreams? Go after your dreams. Quit your job. What are you afraid of? You afraid of going broke? That'll never happen to you. If you needed to get another job, you would. But quit. Try. See what you're made of. Most of you say that you believe in yourself. Prove it. Prove it. Yeah, I'm calling you out. Prove it. Everybody on here that believe in them, oh, I believe I can do it. I can do it. I'm telling you what's I can. Okay, quit your job then. And let's see. Put your money where your mouth is. But most of you are not going to do it. Unfortunately. Hey, Lynn Ann, how are you? What's next? Let me know if you're getting value here tonight. We got 73 million people. Hey, Maria, how are you? And I promise you, it's more women in here than men. Comment below if you're a male or a female. I'm curious. You know, sometimes it appears that women are more interested in making progress than men. And that, to me, is just sad. Honestly, you got more women that are willing to listen, to change their lives, to humble themselves, and make progress. But not men. Oh, no. Not men. Bullshitters. Hey, Lisa, how are you? Wesley, I have a doubting spirit. No, you don't. Don't ever say that again, Lisa. You don't have a doubting spirit. A spirit can't doubt. After speaking positive things into my life, I still counter them with my own thoughts. How do I stop this? What stop? Listen, Lisa, if you're stating with your mouth that you're countering whatever affirmations that you're giving yourself, well, stop doing it. Stop countering yourself. That, I mean, you're the person that's doing it. If you're creating a conflict, stop. And stop saying that you can't. Because I know that's what I just can't. I don't know how I can. What do you mean you don't know how? Stop. You know, a person say, well, I just can't stop thinking about negative thoughts. Why can't you? It's your thoughts. Think about something else. You know? That's all you got to do. Think about other things. You want to stop thinking negative? Think about the sun that's in the sky. Think about the flowers that are growing outside. Think about that you live in a free country. I mean, what are you talking about? Okay? It's much easier than you guys make it out to be. You know, your issue is you making it. You're exacerbating all these thoughts because of the words that you're using. You got a doubting spirit? Really? Where is your spirit? And how do you know that it's doubting? And why would you label yourself and say you have a doubting spirit? Maybe you're just doubting in the moment. Like, don't identify yourself as a person that's a doubter. That's why you should never say, I'm a procrastinator. I'm a loser. I'm broke. I never get what I want. Those are called identity statements. Stay away from those. Unless you say, I'm a god. I'm incredible. I'm amazing. That's what I say. You know, I'm a badass motherfucker. That's what I tell myself every day. I'm an angel. And I'm a devil. I'm both. What's next? Ugh. Thanks for the loves. Thanks for the hearts. Lisa, how are you? Are you getting value here tonight? Tonight is a great rant, don't you think so? Wes, how do you trick your brain into thinking you're somewhere you're not to manifest faster? What you mean you're not? What are you not? And why do you need to trick your brain to do anything? You said thinking into thinking you're someone you're not. Well, how can you be someone and you're not that at the same time? You're either the person that you want to be or you're not. All right? Who said that you're not? Whatever you say that you are. You see how you guys play these mind games with yourself? Wes, what would you recommend if somebody had to start from scratch? What do you recommend one should get into to change their life? Get into digital marketing and learn how to do internet marketing. What's your thoughts on developing a strong belief system within your mind? Surround yourself with men and women that have strong belief systems. Get away from Pookie and Ray Ray. That's your friends. The friends that make you laugh. The friends that are lazy. The friends, the men friend that chase women all day. Smoke, drink, play video games, watch sports. Stay away from these guys. Okay? Wow, it's morning in South Africa. Okay. It's hot? Okay. Wesley, are you a Christian? No, I'm Wesley Virgin. I don't identify myself with any religion. And it doesn't mean I don't believe in God. Can you focus on business after sex? Can I focus on business after sex? What do you mean? You mean after I have sex, can I work? I mean, obviously, I'm in a relationship. But I'm already rich. But if I wasn't rich, I would not be in any type of relationship at all. Wes, how do you get comfortable in isolation? By staying in isolation and staying there until you become comfortable. What do you think about the project where you mentor someone while you're documenting their progress from 0 to 100? Think in terms of reality. So, nah, too much work. And I don't want to do a lot of work. Not in this phase of my life. I leave the work to the young people. Where are your daily vlogs? I didn't know I had daily vlogs. What's next? Just watch my story. I'll start posting more. If you guys want me to. If I get everybody to like this live, then I'll start posting more and share it too. Can you speak on making major moves and taking yourself into a new country that could be the best thing for you? No, because I don't believe that. I don't believe you need to go to another country to make quote unquote major moves. Like, what does that even mean? Wesley, why was your motive behind you being celibate before you made your first million? Yeah, I mean, I was celibate, folks, for 2 years before I made my first million because women was a distraction for me. I mean, women are a distraction in general, man. You don't get it. I mean, honestly, are they not? They're a distraction. I'm not saying that they can't be a positive distraction, but when you're trying to develop yourself as a man, mentally, emotionally, financially, communicate well. Well, you don't need a woman in your life, honestly. Not at this time. You need to continue to work on yourself. Okay? So when I was celibate, I wasn't thinking about women. Because when you start thinking about women, man, they're a distraction, man. You could be working right now on something big. If the right woman texts you at the right time and say, come over here, I'm for to put it on you. You know, say if a woman just DM you what you do, a woman that you want. You know you want to be intimate with her too. You want to be intimate with her, right? And she just texts you and, hey, what you doing? Hey, I'm sad. Can you come over here? Hey, can you call me? You're going to drop everything. Your average man, you're going to drop everything. You're going to call her. Talk to her. She say, come over. You're going to get in your goddamn car and drive an hour, even though you got to go to work in 3 hours. I've seen it happen. I've seen men do this. I swear to God, I've seen I'm not going to say this person's name, but this is a long time ago. But I remember we met these girls. I can't remember where we met them. I think we met them at the club. And I'm with my friend. I dropped him off at home. I went home. We on the phone with the girls. And the girls telling my friend, hey, come over here. You can do whatever you want to do to me. He has to work at 6 o'clock in the morning. It's 3 o'clock in the morning right now. She said, come over here. Come over here. I want you. This fool is tired. I know because I dropped him off at 2:30 in the morning. This dummy got up, got in his car, drove to the house to find out the girl was playing. Yeah, because I was on three-way the whole time. We was all on three-way. Because I'm not getting out of my bed. Like, I was not about to get up. I'm sorry. Like, I'm the type of man, I'm not going to a woman's house. Like, I don't do the whole sneaky link thing. You know, even if I did, they coming to me. I'm not going to nobody. I'm not going to you. Absolutely not. You coming to me. I'm not getting up at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning for some vagina. That's insane. Like, I've never been like that. It's just not valuable to me. Not that valuable. But to him, he got up. 3 o'clock in the car. And the girl said, no, I'm just playing. And he pissed. Because he got to go to work in 1 hour. Like a dummy. Like, you guys are like, a lot of you men, you're dummies. Honestly. I mean, you're just silly. Over a vagina, over women. And I don't get it. I don't get how men get so wrapped up and so distracted by women. Yeah, I know they look good. They cute. They pretty. They smell good. You know, it's like new life when you see a new girl. I get it. But a lot of you men let women just have control over you. You know, you don't even have a conversation with them. They could, you know, the woman could be beautiful, but she can't even carry a conversation. She could be beautiful, but she smokes weed. She could be beautiful, but she stinks. She could be beautiful, but she has a dirty car and a dirty home. Like, you don't even, men don't even think further than the looks. If the girl got a fat ass, then he just hypnotized. Oh my God, look at that got. What they call it, the gots or whatever? The got. Like, yeah, oh my God. I mean, I'm like, what? Are you animals? Men just lack all intelligence. Most of them, a lot of them just, you know, it's just insane to me. I don't know. I can never have a woman have that type of control over me. Absolutely not. Let me tell you why, because I'm the goddamn prize. A lot of you women, men, you know, and I'm not saying that women are the prize, but like, I know I'm the prize because I know what I bring to the table and I know the type of man that I am. And a lot of you men, you're saying that women are the prize, but how are they the prize? And I'm not saying they're not the prize. But if you think just because a woman looks good, just because she's cute and pretty, is that enough? That makes her a prize? What if she don't cook? What if she don't clean? What if she don't treat you nice? What if she don't compliment you? What if she don't take care of you when you're sick? What are you talking? Is she still the prize? Man, you have low standards when it comes to women here. It's crazy. Honestly, I just wish men would go through a process of maturation when it comes to women. You know, honestly, just like grow the fuck up. Like, grow up. You know? Just come on. If you're that hard up, go masturbate. Honestly, if you're that hard up for women, just go masturbate. Get it out of your system. Go back to work. I know men, they would do anything for some vagina, man. I know. I just seen it. I mean, they would do anything. Telling you, crazy things. Just to get some of that pink, moist vagina. Blows my mind. I get it, you know? Listen, I like women too. But I don't like them that much. Absolutely not. You're not going to distract me to the point that you're going to distract my focus. If you don't align with my goals and my dreams, I'm not going to deal with you. If you don't meet my standards, I don't care how beautiful you are. And I've had some gorgeous women in my life. And I will let her go. I'll let a gorgeous woman go with the quickness. I don't need a beautiful woman on my arm. You think that's what I want? A lot of you men, you like, you just want a beautiful woman on your arm because you want other men to say, oh my God, look at your girl. She's so fine. She's so beautiful. Like, who cares? I don't care about that. Yeah, my woman's going to be like, I'm lucky. Honestly, I'm blessed now. I got a beautiful woman right now. She's gorgeous. She's nice. She's sweet. She's short. She smells good. Pretty teeth. Beautiful, luscious lips. Communicates well. Compliments me. Always lifts me up. She's my biggest cheerleader. She's my biggest fan. She takes care of me when I'm sick. She makes doctor's appointments for me. Like, I got a doctor appointment tomorrow. She does it all. She's amazing. She's a gift from God. Okay? But a lot of you men, you go crazy over women that don't even deserve it. What's next here, folks? Next question here. Weston, should I ignore girls for 2 years and lock in more? Yes, that's obvious. And you know, to be honest with you, a lot of you men, and I'm not just trying to beat the whole women and men topic here, but I want to talk to men. A lot of you men, you're not even the type of man that women want to be with. You're just the type of man that women have settled for. A lot of you men don't even know, right? Right now, you might say, I got a woman. Yeah, I got a girl. Listen, she is settling for you. And women, women won't tell you, but women, leave the comments below. Women are settling for you. Like, the man that they're with, most of you, women are settled for that man. Women, all the women right now that are in a relationship or even married, comment below if you are settling for the man. Let me know if the man that you're with right now is the man of your dreams. Be honest. Is he the man of your dreams? The man that you went right now. And he's the man that you've always dreamed about. And look in the comments below. And all you men out there that have a girl, you think your girl loves you, she cares about you, this about you, blah, 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 blah. She is settling for you. Because she just can't get better for right now. See, one thing about a woman, she don't like to be alone. So, you know, even though she can't get what she wants, she just settled for you, which a lot of you men are trash. She settled for some trash until she can find something that's better than you. Does that mean? I mean, I'm being honest with you. Look at the comments below here. Okay? But now, men, listen. Women are getting even more intelligent now. They're not even going to settle for your ass anymore. They call it dusties. I don't know. It's a new word called dusties. It's like a man that acts like he's not broke, but he is broke, something like this. But are he trying to portray he's something that he's not? Women are getting smart now. Women now, they're not settling, so they're just going to be single. Because they just refuse to settle for the dusties or they refuse to settle for a man that's incapable or not wanting to be a provider or a man that has no dreams, no purpose, or a man that doesn't take care of himself. Like, they don't want to deal with it. A man that can't have an intellectual conversation. A man that she can't say that I admire my man. My man is teaching me something. Women want to be taught something. Okay? Women want to be inspired. So now they're just going to remain single because they're just tired of settling for you. And a lot of you men right now, you know, you truly believe that your woman is, she's been with me through thick and thin. She never going to leave me. She never going to cheat on me. She blah, 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 blah. And listen, I'm not trying to generalize here, but let me tell you something. She is settling for you right now, my guy. And one thing about a woman, she will struggle with you, but she doesn't want to struggle forever. I mean, not forever. Okay? And you'll be the man that's hurt. She's either going to cheat on you or she's going to leave you. And you're going to be brokenhearted because you didn't see the signs. And the signs is that you need to become the type of man that your woman is dreaming about. Me? My woman? I'm her dream man, 100%. I'm her dream. I know it, 100%. I'm her dream man. Okay? Man, maybe one day you guys will meet her. She'll tell you, I'm her dream man. I'm the man that she wants. I'm the man that she have always thought about having. You know, a man that you just don't even... I met a woman. You know what this woman told me? She said, years ago, she said, I knew men like you. She was a beautiful little girl. She says, I knew men like you existed, but I never actually met one in person. That's what she told me. And this was the type of woman that can get any man. I mean, any man that she wanted. I mean, she was just that good looking, right? But me, I'm a different type of man. You know, just because you're good looking, I don't care. That's great. But what else? What else you got for me? Because a pretty face, a beautiful body, dime a dozen, man. They're everywhere. Okay? What's next here? Questions? So you're saying get rich first? Duh, James. I've said that a thousand times. Wes, is it bad? I love to give head and swallow. No, that's not bad. Next question, guys. Be serious. She will settle for you until she meets the man she's attracted to. Then she's going to leave you. You know, I'm going to be honest. Listen, that's not true for everyone, but it happens, man. Let me tell you something. It happens. I haven't met, I met one woman that is happy with her man. But women are very unhappy in their marriages right now, honestly. Yeah. Women are very unhappy with their boyfriends. I know. Okay, very unhappy. Don't ask me how I know, but I know. Okay? Unhappy. You ask a woman if she's happy in her relationship, just watch how she answers the question. They're not. And any woman that's unhappy in their relationships, she gonna find some happiness. Tell you that. Outside of that household. Wes, is it bad? Oh, God. Stop asking me this dumb question, woman. Wes, you have no religion? I'm not a religious person. What's next here? Questions here. Are you getting value? Of course you are. Bro, I don't know how you did not talk to females for 2 years. What do you mean? Just 2 years? Man, you know, that's insane. Some of you men, you just blow my mind. You know, you give women all the power. 2 years? You think that's something fascinating because I was celibate for 2 years? Why is that so difficult? I mean, brain surgery, I think it's more difficult than not talking to a female. All that means to me that you're a very weak man. That you're a man that you can't repudiate your sexual desires for women. Like you can't turn it off. To me, that's sad, man. But more money, more success for me. Do you still use ASAP products? I do. I love them. What is the fastest way to get my own home? apply for a loan. Depends on your credit. But go apply. They'll tell you. The bank will let you know. I'm gonna stop talking to women. See, James, you definitely need to stop talking to women because look how you spell the word Ghana. Ghana is not even a word. G-O-N-N-A. A lot of you men, you can't even communicate effectively. Look at the comments below. Like, I'm just reading your comments. You can't even speak properly. Can't even write properly. You abbreviate everything. So what does that tell me about you? That you're lazy. And it's not impressive because I was celibate for 2 years. Come on. Really? How's that impressive? I mean, what? It's not impressive. Not at all. How did you buy a vehicle with business credit? Well, first of all, you can't buy a vehicle with credit. Like with a credit card, so I'm not sure if I understand your question, Anthony. Come on, give us females some game since the men aren't listening. What do you want to know? Famous? Famously sexy? I've been giving the game away all night. Have you not been listening? Do you use anything in combination with Aesop? Of course. I have a ton of products. Maybe one day I'll do a tutorial. Got to keep that skin looking good. Bro, I'm doing it. Do you think your life would still have changed if you kept women in your life? Man, I have no idea, man. I just knew that women was not important for me at that moment. Money was. What should women look for those 1% like you? Well, one thing about men like myself, we don't go out in public much. You're not going to find us in the clubs, partying often, right? You may find us on vacation. Go on vacation, you know. We like to vacay. We like to travel the world. I've met many, you know, I hate to tell you this, but I've met many women that were in relationships, are married. And the things that women do on vacation that are married and in a relationship will blow your mind, man. That's all I'm going to say. But, yeah, you can meet men like myself. The thing is, we don't like going outside like that, honestly. We just don't. Because, like, why? Unless I'm traveling to another country. But we exist. Go to the bar. I mean, go to the five-star restaurants, five-star hotels. Hang out. I don't know. I just truly believe you can attract the type of men based off the woman that you are. I would say work on yourself, women. Become the type of woman that men like me would attract. And let me tell you something. Like, my woman, she wasn't looking for nothing. She wasn't looking for me. Like, she wasn't trying. You know how some women, they try so hard to impress men. They don't know them, but they try to make themselves so available and show their ass and titties and all that. I don't like that. The girl, the young lady that I'm with now, she's not even like, not even a little bit. She wasn't trying to showcase her. She wouldn't even look in my way. Right? I like those types. She's like an innocent type. She's very angelic. You know, beautiful smile, beautiful spirit. She's not the type of woman that's trying to attract men, but she just attracts them. They just want her, you know, because she's not out there trying to, she's not thirsty for anything. She's existing. Right? So try. You don't need to go out there and try searching for men and, oh, let me go here and find a good man. Let me go to the basketball game. Let me go. Just be an outstanding, amazing woman. You know, go to the gym. Learn to be happy about your life. Like, be happy. Get rid of all your addictions. Like, my woman, she doesn't smoke. She doesn't drink at all. Right? Stop smoking and drinking so much. Start there with your vices and addictions. Clean your house if it's dirty. Clean your car if it's dirty. All right? They'll blow your mind. Women, you got some of the finest women on the planet. You go to their house, it's dirty. Or the car is dirty. Okay? So clean yourself up. Women. So you did it again, Chudy James. I'm gonna. Gonna is not a word. Going. Gonna is not a word. What are the four people you need when you're putting a business team together? Who said you need four people? Did you see my question? What is it, Sweet Cherry? Stay focused, James. Intox, how are you? What's a good exercise routine? Work out five days a week. If you don't know what to do, get yourself a trainer. Okay? I could tell you my routine, but you're not going to do it anyway. You eat pork? No. But I do eat something else to start with a P. I'm just kidding, guys. I have an online store. How do I boost sales, market, Facebook, TikTok? Create content. What's next here? You're very welcome. Okay, I'm going to let you guys go. We've been here for an hour. Did you guys get value? Comment the word value below. And listen, this is a rant, so it's a very unfiltered conversation about life, about people. Yeah. About anything you want to talk about. Okay? Gotta do this, guys, for you. So much love. Listen to it again if you got any value. Comment below. Smash the like button. Share this out as well. And I'll see you tomorrow night. Much love. This is Wesley, Billion Dollar Virgin. And let's go.